Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wow, a spot!
Alice is falling, everything is so dark, she couldn't see a thing. There were bookshelves and cupboards, and a jar of magic potion. Down, 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 down. Down, 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 down.
Hello, everyone. This is Wawa Spot Kids Podcast. This is Lisa Chang talking from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I hope all of you have already heard our very new plot song about Alice in Wonderland, Dina, Dina, which was posted 2 days ago as a special episode. I cannot say enough how much I love this song myself, and I am so grateful and happy that I have this opportunity to share this song with you, Wawa Spot Kids Podcast fans and listeners. This song is all about the very delicate feelings between Alice and her cat. I myself can totally relate to this kind of emotions and feelings because I used to have a pet, Wowo, who was a very, very lovely dog. And I think my relationship with my dog is very, very profound. And whenever I was away to somewhere, I always missed my dog, Wowo. For you who have a pet, either a dog or a cat or any other pet, I'm sure you can understand what I feel and how Alice was feeling. I do believe that Alice missed her cat very much when she was in this wonderland, partly because she was starting this adventure with huge fascination, drawn by this rabbit. And then, so far at that point, she didn't seem to have much fun because all the things that she encountered and the characters she met were very, very strange to her. Especially the characters she met, none of them seemed to be very friendly. I often feel that in this kind of story where we often expect fantasy and imaginations and fun, if there are some moments that give us a space to calm down and actually feel our deeper feelings or even a little down or a little sad or melancholic, I think it works really, really well. So that's why I kind of want to emphasize a little bit and make it into a song with lyrics to kind of remind us a little bit about Alice's adventure was not all rosy, and she had moments of feeling down as well. Why don't we now take a listen to this song again? Dina, Dina. Before we continue to talk about our story, Alice in Wonderland.
Just like you, Dina, Dina, come to see me in my dreams. Argentina. How much I miss your purr. I wonder what I have come to see. This place is full of curious things. Dina, Dina, there is no cat just like you. Dina, Dina, come to see me in my dream. I'm
just wondering if any of you among our What Was Spot Kids podcast fans and listeners are interested in songwriting in more details. For example, how to come up with a melody for the nitty-gritty things, like how do you write down the music, how do you find the lyrics, and also how to put everything together to make it into a song, and how to produce it or make it into an audio file. Maybe I will make another special episode only to talk about this. So stay tuned, please follow us. Okay, now let's continue to talk about our story, Alice in Wonderland. We're going to talk about the Mock Turtle story. Let's go. You can't think how glad I am to see you again, you dear old thing, said the Duchess, as she tucked her arm affectionately into Alice's and they walked off together. Alice was very glad to find her in such a pleasant temper and thought to herself that perhaps it was only the pepper that had made her so savage when they met in the kitchen. When I'm a Duchess, she said to herself. Not in a very hopeful tone, though. I won't have any pepper in my kitchen at all. Soup does very well without. Maybe it's always pepper that makes people hot-tempered. She went on, very much pleased at having found out a new kind of rule. And vinegar that makes them sour. And chamomile that makes them bitter. And barley sugar and such things that make children sweet-tempered. I only wish people knew that, then they wouldn't be so stingy about it, you know. Alice had quite forgotten the Duchess by this time, and was a little startled when she heard her voice close to her ear. You're thinking about something, my dear, and that makes you forget to talk. I can't tell you just now what the moral of that is, but I shall remember it in a bit. Perhaps it hasn't one, Alice ventured to remark. Tuck, tuck, child, said the Duchess. Everything got a moral, if only you can find it. And she squeezed herself up closer to Alice's side as she spoke. Alice did not much like her keeping so close to her, first, because the Duchess was very ugly, and secondly, because she was exactly the right height to rest her chin upon Alice's shoulder, and it was an uncomfortably sharp chin. However, she did not like to be rude, so she bore it as well as she could. The game's going on rather better now, she said, by way of keeping up the conversation a little. Talk so, said the Duchess, and the moral of that is, oh, this love that makes the world go round.
Somebody said, Alice whispered, that is done by everybody minding their own business.
Oh, well, it means much the same thing, said the Duchess, sticking her sharp little chin into Alice's shoulder as she added, and the moral of that is, take care of sense, and the sounds will take care of themselves.
How fun she is of finding morals in things, Alice thought to herself.
I dare say you're wondering why I don't put my arm round your waist, the Duchess said after a pause. The reason is that I'm doubtful about the temper of your flamingo. Shall I try the experiment?
He might bite, Alice cautiously replied, not feeling at all anxious to have the experiment tried.
Very true, said the Duchess. Flamingos and mustard both bite, and the moral of that is, birds of a feather flock together.
Only mustard isn't a bird, Alice remarked.
Right, as usual, said the Duchess. What a clear way you have of putting things.
It's a mineral, I think, said Alice.
Of course it is, said the Duchess,
who seemed ready to agree to everything that Alice said.
There is a large mustard mine near here, and the moral of that is, the more there is of mine, the less there is of yours.
Oh, I know, exclaimed Alice, who had not attended to this last remark. It's a vegetable. It doesn't look like one, but it is.
I quite agree with you, said the Duchess, and the moral of that is, be what you would seem to be, or if you'd like it put more simply, never imagine yourself not to be otherwise than what it might appear to others that what you were or might have been us was not otherwise than what you had been would have appeared to them to be otherwise.
I think I should understand that better, Alice said very politely. If I had it written down, but I can't quite follow it as you say it.
That is nothing to what I could say if I chose, the Duchess replied in a pleased tone.
Pray, don't trouble yourself to say it longer than that, said Alice.
Oh, don't talk about trouble, said the Duchess. I make you a present of everything I've said as yet.
A cheap sort of present, thought Alice. I'm glad they don't give birthday presents like that. But she did not venture to say it out loud.
Thinking again?
The Duchess asked, with another dig of her sharp little chin. I've got a right to think, said Alice sharply, for she was beginning to feel a little worried.
Just about as much right, said the Duchess, as pigs have to fly, and the...
But then, to Alice's great surprise, the Duchess's voice died away, even in the middle of her favorite word, moral, and the arm that was linked into hers began to tremble. Alice looked up, and there stood the Queen in front of them, with her arms folded, frowning like a thunderstorm.
A fine day, Your Majesty.
The Duchess began in a low, weak voice.
Now, I give you fair warning,
shouted the Queen, stamping on the ground as she spoke.
Either you or your head must be off, and that in about half no time. Take your choice.
The Duchess took her choice and was gone in a moment.
Let's go on with the game,
the Queen said to Alice, and Alice was too much frightened to say a word, but slowly followed her back to the croquet ground. The other guests had taken advantage of the Queen's absence and were resting in the shade. However, the moment they saw her, they hurried back to the game, the Queen merely remarking that a moment's delay would cost them their lives. All the time they were playing, the Queen never left off quarreling with the other players and shouting,
"Off with his head!"
or "Off with her head!" Those whom she sentenced were taken into custody by the soldiers, whom of course had to leave off being archers to do this, so that by the end of the half an hour or so, there were no archers left, and all the players, except the king, the queen, and Alice, were in custody under sentence of execution. Then the queen left off, quite out of breath, and said to Alice,
"Have you seen the mock turtle yet?"
No, said Alice. I don't even know what a mock turtle is.
It's the thing mock turtle soup is made from,
said the Queen. I never saw one or heard of one, said Alice.
Come on then,
said the Queen,
and he should tell you his story.
As they walked off together, Alice heard the king say in a low voice to the company generally,
"You are all pardoned."
"Come, that's a good thing,"
she said to herself, for she had felt quite unhappy at the number of executions the queen had ordered.
All right, at this point, I feel quite relieved that everybody that was ordered to be sentenced to death were pardoned. Thank you, King. Thank you for doing that. And Alice was relieved as well. We knew that the queen was not a very, very kind one. I hope these chapters are not too scary for our listeners.
Alice is falling, everything is so dark, she couldn't see a thing. There were bookshelves and cupboards, and a jar of magic potion. Down, 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 down.
Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wow, a spot!